My name is Tatiana Botanova, and I'm an Elections and Civil Society Development Specialist. And I will share a story that happened to me last year when I was in a fellowship with the Prague Civil Society Center researching the use of personal data in political campaigns. So in late February of 2020, I was sitting at a sunlit coffee shop in the center of Prague, discussing peculiarities of digital political advertising in the Czech Republic with a researcher named Pavel Havlicek from the Association of International Affairs. It's funny that despite the serious topic of our conversation, I have very warm and fond memories about it, probably because it was one of those last working meetings one could even have at a busy coffee shop before the pandemic hit and sent everyone home teleworking. Anyway, Pavel was telling me about how his research was a part of an international effort to monitor the implementation of a 2018 Code of Practice on Disinformation, which was this regulatory framework voluntarily agreed on at the EU level between the European Commission and the social media platforms. And he was telling me how the research has brought to light inconsistencies in the approaches of Google, Facebook, and back then Twitter to transparency of political ads on a pan-European level, as well as on a level of single countries such as the Czech Republic. I could not help but sigh. In my home country, Ukraine, Facebook was the only platform to implement some regulations aimed at curbing misinformation and foreign interference during the 2019 presidential elections, while it also vowed to monitor user behavior more closely and open the public political ads library. These new transparency regulations did not come into effect until less than 2 weeks before the first round of voting, were slowly enforced and left some loopholes, but they still represented a significant step forward because no other platform offered the same level of transparency, even though the advertising functionality was readily available to Ukrainians at that time. Pavel was somewhat taken aback by my comment, given how Facebook, Twitter, and Google would pride themselves on the implementation of transparency measures during the 2019 elections to the European Parliament across the EU. Yet the same level of attention was not granted towards a country that has been on the forefront of foreign disinformation campaigns for years now. However, such an unequal treatment should not come as a surprise to us. While there is a definite trend towards increasing the transparency initiatives and enhancing policies, there is a vast disparity between different countries. Facebook's ad library, for example, is now available to many more countries than before, while Google, for instance, only has good political ad transparency in major Western markets and a few more countries of interest to the company. And even within the platforms themselves, there is a definite inconsistency of application in terms of when an ad library may become available with regards to the campaign process, the quality and granularity of data provided, how robust the policies governing the ads are, and so on. Pavel's research has demonstrated that even within the Czech Republic alone, Google, Facebook, and Twitter represented three completely different approaches to the issue, be it in the quality and structure of information published in their libraries, the control mechanisms and procedures for taking down and sanctioned ads, the APIs and cooperation with the research communities. However, even a little increase in transparency can go a long way. For instance, in the absence of effective legal regulation of digital campaigning in Ukraine, Facebook's political ad library became the de facto source of some online spending and online digital campaign oversight during the presidential and parliamentary elections in 2019 and local elections of 2020. Platform transparency measures have also become a tool for our local civil society to monitor campaign spending by election contestants, to fight disinformation and possible foreign interference, and to advocate for better regulation. And this is something I mentioned in the Internet Health Report when I referenced a platform built by Ukrainian watchdog Opora using Facebook's API to help anyone analyze data on digital political ads from Facebook and Instagram. And this platform is of interest to election monitors, journalists, regulators, or even regular voters. To conclude, I will repeat what I've said in my contribution to the Internet Health Report. Platforms should strive to align their approach to digital political advertising. For those that do allow digital political ads, it is critical to make the data on the ads available across the board and not just in a few select countries, as well as harmonize the quality of the data provided and policies governing digital political ads as much as possible, but of course still taking into account specific local contexts and legal regulations.